Well, I don't know about you, but let me go on and say what I always say. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. You know, he's great. He does miracles so great, and there is none like him nowhere. He's sweet. He's precious. He's ever-loving. He's the soon-coming King and the mighty Redeemer. I love him because he's a man of his word. He do what he say, and guess what he don't do? He don't tell no lies. That's right. So though the vision tarry, you just wait on it. It may not happen like you want it to happen. It may not happen as quick as you want it to happen. But if God said it, if God said it, God's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. That's why I'm praying. You know why I'm praying? You know that woman over there in Luke, she knew that God was moved by faith. That's what moves God, not your shouting and screaming, but your faith. But without faith, Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is. Yes, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. All right? You have to be adamant. You got to be adamant. You have to be aggressive. You have to make it your business to stir your faith up. Don't get so caught up in everything else that you don't have no faith. Because even when you pray, all right, you got to come to God in faith. When we make our declarations, when we decree, when we declare, amen, when we speak what God has said and say what the Lord has said and pray like we pray, we are praying in faith. Amen. We know that death and life, according to Proverbs 18:21, is in the power of the tongue. So that's what we're doing. We are praying in faith, and we're believing God because we know that whatever we pray for is going to happen just like he said it. Is Pastor Butler on the line? I want to get him to do a prayer point for about 10 minutes if he's on the line. I want to him to do a prayer point for about 10 minutes. Go from 5:00, I'm up at 6:00 where you at. Go from 6:05 to 6:15 or 6:05 to 6:20, either one of them, and then I'll come in and finish. So it's in your hands.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. More grace, saints of God. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied from his majesty, the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, we're so privileged, pleased, amen, and honored to be under this canopy of anointing. Amen. Where the scripture has plainly declared, men should always pray and not faint. And I'm thanking God, amen, for the man of God that has been used as a bolt to shoot us as arrows that we might hit the target that God wants us to hit. Hallelujah. And that is, first of all, that men should always pray and not faint. So we thank God for the catapult that we are receiving now. The Lord stirred my heart, amen, because where he is and where we are desiring change, because it does no good for us to pray without an air of expectation of change. What is change? The word change comes from the word, amen, metanoia, or met, change of mind, to alter, to shift, meta, to alter, shift, to move, amen, to change, where we get words like metabolism, metabolic, amen, things that alter and shift. And so our prayer tonight, our first prayer point, is going to be, amen, for divine change. But before we pray that, I want us to all go before his majesty's throne, amen, in a spirit of appreciation, gratitude, and celebration. Lamb of God, in the matchless, mighty, magnificent, magnanimous, miraculous, and majestic name of his majesty, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the privilege and opportunity that you granted us once again to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us, that we might be vehicles to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for the land and the people. We thank you right now that you've given us, Lord Jesus, divine favor. Thank you that you have stretched the royal scepter out. Amen. Not only summoned us, but Father, we came. And Lord God, no man can come to you except the Spirit, Lord. Glory to God. We thank you, Your Majesty, for what you have done for us today, how you have kept us all day with our minds stayed upon you. Thank you for giving us divine favor. Thank you, Lord, for causing us to be the head and not the tail. Thank you, Lord, for causing us to be above and not beneath. We give you praise and glory for who you are, for the great things that you have done. For you have done great things, and we're glad. Therefore, God, behold, me and the children, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ has begotten and given thee. Father, we are coming now before your throne. Hallelujah, knowing before we call, your answer. While we're yet speaking, you're here. Father, so we bless you, Lord, that, Lord God, you are very present. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help in the time of trouble. Right now, Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We adore you. We honor you. We celebrate you. We respect you. And we lift your high name up with a high praise. Hallelujah. Be magnified, thou Prince of Life, thou King of Glory, thou that redeemed the souls of men. We bless you right now. Thank you for keeping us all day long over dangerous highways, byways, airways, trainways. God, thank you for the walkways. And thank you that you even stayed the hand of the enemy from our dwelling places. We thank you now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I want to, amen, speak a prayer point on preparation for change that is coming. There's no need of us having to get all of this prayer and pronouncing and professing and proclaiming, hallelujah, decreeing and declaring, and not looking, like Pastor said, in faith for an expectation that means change. Because as he has said before, there's no way in the world we can be in his presence and remain the same. So we're saying not only change us, but prepare us for the change. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:13-14, the Apostle Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. No. He said, but there's one thing I do. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before me. I press for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You can't, amen, press going forward looking backward. So, amen, we don't drag the old in with the new. We have an expectation for change. As we drop off, we expect to pull on. Amen. And we get and trade the greater for the lesser. Hallelujah. And then I believe it's in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, if I'm not mistaken, verse number 1. Pastor had said it earlier today. To everything, there's a season and a time. To every purpose under heaven, there's a time to be born, a time to die. There's a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. And the scripture goes on to say, amen, bless God, as long as the earth remains, there's seed time and harvest time. So everything has to be given to change. Hallelujah. The only one that cannot change, will not change, has no immutability in him. Who is it, Paul? He said, I'm the Lord God, and I change not. Hallelujah. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. So lift your right hand and say, thank you, Lamb of God, that fear has no area in my life. I walk in the spirit of boldness and have confidence in whatever you have spoken concerning me and my family and those close to me and my ministry and, Lord Jesus, my church and the saints of God, knowing that it will come to pass when the process of change is complete. Hallelujah. Therefore, Lord Jesus, make us flexible and pliable and a spirit of elasticity so that we can adapt to the change, be ready for the change, hallelujah, that is to come to our man of God first, hallelujah, to those who are placed next to him and to our families and those you have connected to us by default. Thank you for the change that is coming. Hallelujah. Come on. Your Majesty, we pray that you grant us the grace, the humility to submit ourselves to whatever the change is, that you may be glorified, not only in KCC Houston, KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, but in every CCIF pastor, every pastor on this line, and everyone connected to this ministry and this man of God, our pastor. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and thank you right now for the change. We, Lord Jesus, set our hearts in array, hallelujah, that we might be prepared for divine change, Lord. We grant you permission to invade our sleep, our quiet time, our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, when you give us the change, give us the Lord Jesus, submit, yield, succumb, and surrender unto those things, Father, that is all working together for our good and for your glory. Oh, Lamb of God, we bless you right now for the change that is coming. Change on our job, change in our home, change with our family member, change with that husband, change with that wife, change with that son, change with that daughter. Glory to God. Prepare us for the change, Lord. Prepare them for the change, God. We thank you. The change is bringing healing. The change is bringing deliverance. The change is bringing breakthrough. The change is bringing breakout. We thank you. That divine design change, hallelujah, is interrupting the enemy's plans. The changes of heaven. You're bringing us from darkness to light. Those that sit in obscurity. Hey, go shine. Let it go shine. Change into the marvelous light. Thank you for those that are downtrodden. Change for them lifting up their head. Those that are holding down their heads. Father, to lift their heads up. Oh, your gates and be lifted up in the kingdom glory to walk in their soul. Change for that backslidden husband and wife. Change. Bring them back to the blood side of Calvary. Change on these finances. God, we thank you, Lord, that when the overflow comes, we are prepared for it. We will know how to handle it. We will know how to manage it. Hallelujah. And not mismanage it as we have in time past. Change our mind. Kataya. Towards leadership, towards Lord Jesus, those in authority over us. Let the spirit of honor, respect, hallelujah, and loyalty fall upon us, Lord. Because, Lord Jesus Christ, you will bless, hallelujah, those that honor who you are. Kota, lemanzota. So, Father, we pray divine change, change in our speech, that we would speak those things that you say and not the things that we see, that we will call things that are not as though they were. You did say death and life is in the power of the tongue. So change our speech, Lamb of God. Help us to change our speech. Hallelujah. And stop talking the way we're used to. And stop saying that's just the way I am and the way I've done it. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, parade through this, Lord, airline. Parade through this airway now. Touch, Lamb of God. Father, let not one of us leave even this prayer, hallelujah, the same way that we came on. Let it become, Lord, an elevator to lift us from the dungeon of despair. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And to the places of glory. Hallelujah. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him glory. Give him praise. And give him honor. In the name of Jesus, we bless his wonderful name, in Jesus' name. I'm going to take another prayer point for the next 3 minutes. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to deal with showers of blessing. Pastor is at showers of blessing with Prophet, the Honorable Prophet Buchanan tonight. And we're praying showers of blessing, hallelujah, to those that dare to come, amen, in that room. And see God flex his muscles, throw his weight around, and show himself mighty. And now, because we're praying for them, we're going to be recipients. Woo, glory. Hallelujah, because we're sowing into them tonight. And we're going to be recipients of what it is they receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, I'm excited tonight. Hallelujah. We're praying for showers of blessings in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says in the book of, I think, Ezekiel 34 and verse 26 or somewhere around there. He says, I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will call the shower, yes, Lord, the shower to come down in his summer, in his season. Hallelujah. There will be showers of blessing. Did you hear that? There will be showers of blessing. Come on, lift your right hand and say, Father, we thank you for in advance for the showering of us with your presence and for the showers of blessing anticipated for tonight's service with Prophet Brian Kahn Jr. Use him, Lord. Bless them. And Father, as we stand in the gap for them and with them, we pray that we are recipients, hallelujah, ooh, glory to God, of the same. To say thank you, Lord, for the spirit of worship that shall hit that house, that shall hit our house, that shall hit our car, that shall hit our jobs, or wherever we are at like a bomb. We thank you, Lamb of God, that your vision over, amen, and for our lives will no longer tarry, but will take speed today, tonight, right now, right now, right now. Come on, let's pray, pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord, for giving us the privilege, Lord, hallelujah, to sow. We're sowing our prayers. We're sowing our prayers for those, Lord God, hallelujah, in Mobile and Pritchard. We're sowing our prayers for those that shall come up under that umbrella of anointing for showers of blessing, where this man will open his mouth and bring the things from heaven to earth, the thing that you have revealed to him, hallelujah, in secret he shall reveal to the in the hearts and the minds of men. Father, use them. Hallelujah. And pour out your blessing. Pour out the blessing of a miracle, the blessing of healing, the blessing of deliverance, the blessing of breakthrough. Father, because they're there, let them send proxy for their children, for their loved ones, for that neighbor, for that friend, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they might be touched because they are there. And Father, because we are praying, we're sowing the seed, hallelujah, looking to the things of another and not just ourselves. But we know, Father, that the law of harvest is in action. And so, God, we open up, we take our umbrellas down, and we say, drench us, Lord, drench us in our car, our home, our job, hallelujah, wherever we are, hallelujah, while this is going on. Thank you. We receive it. We accept it. We give you glory, praise, and honor in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, Pastor. It's on you, sir.
What a mighty God we serve. Listen, John chapter 13, verse 27. The Bible declares, then Satan entered into him, and he said, whatever thou doest thou quickly. Of course, this morning we dealt with conspiracies, but now what I want to pray for is betrayals and threatening. I want to deal with anything that is happening from within. Are you listening? Yeah. Jesus said to Judas, whatever thou doest, do it quickly. The enemy knew that if he was going to get to Jesus, he had to get him from within, because he was warring from without. So what the enemy did was he infiltrated the camp, and he got a hold of somebody on the inside. We are praying today that every person on the inside that is being used by the devil, amen, as a betrayal, we are decreeing that they are being arrested. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, any betrayal, any threatening from the inside, be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we know through divine strategy that the enemy operates from the inside out. We know that he tries to come from the inside, as he even did with you concerning Calvary, by getting a hold of Judas. But in the name of Jesus, any betrayal, any threatening, any intimidation, any wickedness from within, any conspiracy from within, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested. We arrest every enemy from within against our life. Every enemy, halabashata, from within against our life, against our church, against our ministry. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every enemy from within is being uprooted. I command them to be uprooted. I arrest every household enemy, every household wickedness. I arrest it and I uproot it. I arrest it and I uproot it. I arrest it and I uproot it. All household wickedness, all wickedness from within, I arrest it. Hey, hey, hey. In the name of Jesus. Listen, in 1936, and then we're going to go right back into it. But in 1936, there was a war in Spain, and there was a war between two sides, and the general was fighting, and they asked the general how he was going to win. He said, I positioned my soldiers in four places. He said, but the war would not be won by those in four places. He said, the war will be won by those in the fifth column. What is the fifth column? The fifth column were those who were planted within the city. The fifth column were those who were planted from within. Any fifth column in our life, hey, we command it be destroyed. Raise your hand again and say in the name of Jesus, every enemy from within, every fifth column in our life, within our walls, be destroyed. Hey, Ebe Lalabasha. Any fifth column in our household whom the enemy has assigned as a fifth column to undermine us, to take advantage of us, to exploit us, to take advantage of our disadvantage. In the name of Jesus, may the fifth column be destroyed. May the fifth column be arrested. May the fifth column be uprooted. Every enemy within, every household enemy, every wickedness from within, we uproot it. We uproot it. We uproot it. Every household enemy, every household enemy, all household wickedness in the bloodline from the father's house, every household wickedness from the mother's house, every enemy from within against my life, against KCC, every fifth column that is planted in KCC Charlotte, every fifth column that is planted in KCC Houston, every fifth column that is planted in KCC Jacksonville, every fifth column that is planted in my house, that came through my son, that came through my daughter, all household wickedness, every conspiracy from within, every enemy in the camp, in the name of Jesus, I arrest, and I uproot. I arrest, balabala bashata, libandili mi akonda, lumundili minini aladanda la kasaya, luvolodolo hotaya. I arrest, I arrest every household enemy in my present temple. Every household enemy in my temple, every household enemy of pride, every household enemy of anger, every household enemy of murder, every household enemy of ambition, competition, every fifth column that is planted in my natural temple, every fifth column that is planted in my life, every individual who is doing a work against me from within, be exposed. Be arrested and be uprooted. Be arrested and be uprooted. Be arrested and be uprooted. Lift your voice. Hey, Balabasha. Limandi limikikala. Landala wala hatia. Tinanaman sotolele. Libandi libibia sekuna. Levandala hasha. Shalabanda lobo soto. Be arrested. Be uprooted. Be arrested. Be uprooted. Be arrested. Be uprooted. Be arrested, be uprooted, libababasha, libandelebe, rebede bandala bakaya, libankala mandele koza, zivundilimi, likandilimi, ikuntulimi kikala. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 126. Psalm 126. Hallelujah. 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 Mandala balabala di alabanda la bokosha. Psalm 126. Look at what it says. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion. Hey, la bashata. Limandala makasaya. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Mene basha. Pray elemasa. Lift your voice. We are declaring that God is going to turn our captivity. Let the Lord turn our captivity. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, Lord, turn our captivity. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. We are in a bad place, Lord. The body of Christ is in a bad place. There are many people who belong to you and those who are part of Zion who are suffering affliction, who are enduring restriction, who are suffering pain and going through all kinds of sickness and infirmity in their bodies, in their health, in their thinking, with their children. There are not many tests anymore, but in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, turn my God to the warfare. Malabashata, come on, Zion. Come on, pray. Lord, turn my captivity. Lord, turn our captivity. Turn our captivity. Turn our captivity. Turn our captivity. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Holy Ghost, turn our captivity. Holy Ghost, turn our captivity. Hey, Malabashata, may there be a difference between us and the believers. Make a difference between the saints and the believers. Father, I decree in the name of Jesus that there will be a clear distinction from the heathens and the believers. In the name of Jesus, Father, I decree that there will be such a distinction and such a turn that the heathen will say that the Lord has turned our captivity. I decree in the name of Jesus that according to the word of the Lord, that our enemies will stand in awe of the doing of the Lord, that our mouths, according to 126 Psalm, will be filled with laughter and not tears. Our mouths will be filled with laughter and not grief, not with sorrows, but with laughter. And we will sing the songs of freedom. We will sing the songs of redemption. We will sing the songs of deliverance. Hey, 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 let them see the turnaround of our captivity. I declare gladness. I command a turnaround of my captivity. I command a turnaround in my business. I command a turnaround in my son. I command a turnaround in my daughter. Turn our captivity. Turn the captivity of my son. Turn the captivity of my daughter. Turn the captivity of my family. Turn the captivity of my father. Turn the captivity of my investment. May there be a turnaround. I command a turnaround. I command a turnaround on my investment. I command a turnaround in my ministry. I command a turnaround in my body. I command a turnaround. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and command a turnaround. Turn our captivity. Turn the captivity of the anointed. Turn the captivity of this nation. Turn the captivity of my house. Turn the captivity of my ministry. Cause our tongues to sing songs of deliverance. Cause our tongues to sing songs of breakthrough. Cause our tongues to sing songs of gladness in the name of Jesus before heaven and earth. On the account of the word, on the account of Psalm 126, I am decreeing that after this 30 days, I will see the turning of captivity. May I see the turning of the captivity of my household, of my church, of KCC Charlotte, of KCC Houston, of KCC LA Alabasha. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. There's another LA Baba Shata. There's a KCC Georgia coming somewhere. Mambi Bibi Alabasha, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Alabashata. Ushana Mansaya, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston. May there be a turnaround of our captivity. May there be a turnaround of our church and our children, of our nation, of our loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will see the end of every stronghold in my life. I command every stronghold in the life of my family to come to an end. I command every stronghold in my body, every stronghold in my health, every stronghold in my finances, every stronghold in my children, every stronghold in this nation, I command a turnaround. I command an end. I command an end. I decree that by the end of this prayer, I will not be disadvantaged. I will have the upper hand. I will see the manifestation of his power. I will see the turning of my captivity. My mouth will be filled with laughter. After these 30 days, there will be laughter. After these 30 days, we will sing songs of deliverance according to Psalm 126. You said, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongues with singing, and said among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. In the name of Jesus, may the heathen see a distinction between me and them. May the heathen say the Lord has done great things. May the heathen say that God is with them. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are those in my family who call me crazy. There are those in my family who do not understand, but I decree and declare that your favor will rest upon me so strong that my family will say, truly, the Lord is with him. Truly, the Lord is with her. Truly, the Lord is with KCC. I decree a divine distinction, a clear distinction between the clean and the unclean. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and command a distinction. Command a distinction. Command a distinction in your finances. Command a distinction in your growth. Command a distinction in your progress. Command a distinction in your breakthrough. You will not have what they have, but you will have more. You will have greater. I will have greater. Father, I decree in the name of Jesus a clear distinction from the church of God and the church of the enemy. May there be notable miracles in KCC, undisputed breakthroughs in KCC, and cause a clear distinction in the name of Jesus. My bashata. Ooh, my God, I feel good. Handalabasa. My God, I'm sorry. My time is up. But I feel this thing. Come on, thank him for the turnaround. Thank him for the turnaround. Thank him that your captivity is turning. Thank him that your breakthrough is here. Thank him that you are seeing an end to the household wickedness that is in your mama's house, that is in your father's house, that came from your great-great-grandmother and great-great-grandfather. We are commanding an end to all household wickedness that the enemy is being exposed from within. Ululimikikende, that he is being uprooted and arrested. Every conspiracy is being uprooted and arrested. And God is turning your captivity. Hey, 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 Shata. Le baba ba shakalamanda olalabasa. You don't like where you are? Pray. You frustrated with what's going on? Pray. You don't like what you're experiencing? Pray. How long? Jesus prayed all night. Come on, it's in prayer. You that are anywhere near Alabama, malabashata. I like to say Alabama. You that are anywhere near Alabama. You that are anywhere near Mobile, Alabama. My God, if you're in Pensacola, Florida, hallelujah, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, anywhere near the vicinity, Georgia, make your way to 705 Telegraph Road to the Greater Showers of Blessings Church. That's right. That's in Pritchard, Alabama, right outside, right there in Mobile. You need to make it there tonight. I'm going to teach something, and I'm going to teach some very challenging things. But if you would listen to the word of the Lord that comes out of my mouth, it's going to set you free. Listen, when you get your believing right, everything else will fall in place. And the reason some of us are not seeing miracles is because our beliefs are wrong. But if I can get you to believe right, then I can get everything else right in your life. And this came from time of study, and God is breaking so much out of me that I thought I knew. But thank God for loving me enough. Always remember this. A lot of people thank God that they have the truth, but the truth doesn't make you free. It's the truth that you know that makes you free. John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you don't know it, you'll never be free. Be free today from all household wickedness. Be free from all bondage and conspiracy within. Be free from all captivity and command a turnaround. I say command a turnaround. Hey, Alabashata. Command the turnaround. Command the turnaround. Command the turnaround. Command the turnaround. It is so. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. I got prayer in the morning, 6 a.m. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for it. Ooh, I feel a new grace, a new power, a new strength on me. I've been beating that devil down. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of him messing with the people of God. Let's be consistent in prayer and get the results that we need. So I'll see you in the morning for prayer as we call on Jesus and believe God for breakthrough. Jesus, faithful and righteous King you are. We love you so much. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. And you cannot be stopped. I'll see you in the morning. But if I don't see you in the morning, I better see you in Alabama. But if I don't see you in Alabama, I better see you in the morning. Either one, I'll see you in the morning. We're going to pray. I'll be looking for you. More grace.